Our last article this month pays tribute to a great American icon, the Empire State Building. The world's tallest building for 41 years, New York City's iconic tower was erected in just 410 days. Since then, it has survived two crashes and starred in more than 250 movies. Here is its story.
A Race to the Sky. Like the Chrysler Building and New York's other Art Deco skyscrapers, the Empire State Building is a product of the boom years of the 1920s. As money poured out of Wall Street, a macho contest to create the tallest building in the world began. Starting in 1930, it took teams of up to 3,400 workers just 410 days to construct the Empire State Building. That's 4.5 floors per week. In fact, the work advanced so rapidly that the building was already 30 floors high before the design of the lobby had been finished. The car mogul, Walter Chrysler, was determined that his building, which he described as a monument to me, would be the biggest, and so kept adding extra floors. But late in its construction, the Empire State Building's designers added a 61-meter-high Zeppelin dock, taking it well past the Chrysler Building. In fact, the Zeppelin dock was never a realistic idea. There is far too much wind up there. But it gave them the excuse they needed to build what would be, for the next 41 years, the world's tallest building.
Two crashes. The Empire State Building's life began with a crash. The Wall Street crash of 1929, which happened shortly after the project was announced. Because of the Great Depression this caused, the building was only about 25% occupied for the first decade of its existence, and New Yorkers called it the Empty State Building. It finally became profitable in the 1940s, but in 1945 another crash happened. An American bomber pilot, lost in the fog, smashed into the 79th floor, killing 14 people. The crash caused one of the elevators to drop 75 floors, but, extraordinarily, the sole woman inside it at the time survived. The building is now trying to prevent another form of crash. Every year, around 90,000 birds fly into New York skyscrapers, so the Empire State Building, and some of New York's other tall buildings, now turn their lights off at night so as not to confuse birds during their migration season.
A secret 103rd floor. Contrary to popular belief, the Empire State Building's top floor is not the observatory on the 102nd floor. In fact, there is a door on that floor leading up to a secret 103rd floor that is only ever opened for VIPs and celebrities. If you ever get up there, then you know you're a success. If that touch of elitism makes you admire the building a little less, then maybe you'll like it better once you hear another secret. Every year, the building, or whoever is managing it, sends a Father's Day card to the Reynolds Building in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Designed by the same architect, this earlier building served as the model for the Empire State Building. Sweet.
73 elevators. The first building to be more than 100 floors high, the Empire State Building stands at 381 meters, or 443 meters if you include the antenna. On a clear day, it is possible to see 130 kilometers to the horizon, a view that takes in five U.S. states: New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Each year, around 4 million tourists take one of the building's 73 elevators up to the viewing platforms on the 86th and 102nd floors to see that view. Unless they feel like some exercise, in which case they have just 1,860 stairs to climb to reach the 102nd floor. Tourists aside, there are so many businesses and people in the building that it has its own postal code.
More than 250 films. The Empire State Building has featured in more than 250 movies, not counting the innumerable times we've seen it in general shots of New York. Most famously, in 1933, just 2 years after its completion, it appeared in the iconic climax to King Kong. It is so indelibly associated with that film that in 2004, after the death of Fay Wray, the actress whom Kong carried screaming to the top, the building was darkened for 15 minutes. But if there's one classic film that you need to see before a visit, it's the 1957 romance, An Affair to Remember. In a storyline that was copied by another romance, Sleepless in Seattle, 1993, the Empire State Building's observatory is a key meeting place for the couples in both films. And if that's not romantic enough, the static electricity generated at the top of the building is such that sparks can fly when couples kiss up there.